The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The FBI warns of a spreading poison. After this from Charlie. How long have we waited for the day when we could say that Al-Qaeda is no longer the threat it once was? Well, that day is finally here, according to the head of the FBI. Al-Qaeda isn't the big problem anymore. The big problem now is ISIS.
Well, they have adopted a model that takes advantage of social media in a way to crowdsource terrorism. They have invested about the last year in pushing a message of poison, primarily through Twitter.
Twitter is now the new guided missile. FBI Director James Comey told the Aspen Security Forum that ISIS, a.k.a. ISIL, doesn't need to hijack planes or buy weapons or plant sleeper cells because they've decided the raw material is already here.
The ISIL tweeters in Syria have 21,000 English language followers. Hundreds of those people, probably thousands, are in the United States.
And the message they're sending is, kill where you are. They use social media to spread the seeds, and they're not at all fussy about where those seeds take root. CNN talked to Matthew Levitt, a terrorism researcher at Johns Hopkins University.
ISIS targets people Al-Qaeda would never have dealt with in the past, people with troubled backgrounds, people with substance abuse problems. ISIS doesn't care about that one little bit.
Now think about that. We hear every day about all the troubled people in this country suffering from depression or addiction or just plain angry, and ISIS figures, here's America, full of these troubled people, all of them with easy access to weapons. All we have to do is supply a little money and suggest a target. And according to Director Comey, this is happening beyond the reach of FBI surveillance.
Our investigators often lose them because they move to a mobile messaging app that is encrypted end to end.
Of course, on the bright side, there is a way we could undermine this insidious strategy. Just make sure that everyone in America is drug-free and happy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.